Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. It's a Thursday. This is Pop Life from Prince. Music going out to Brian Horwath, one of our listeners. It's Listener Appreciation Month. Here's something also for our listeners. You can play 18 holes of golf at six area courses for only $49. And that has me shaking my head. How is that possible? It's just more than $8 per round. You can go to WichitaPerks.com to get this deal. The courses are Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, and Augusta Country Club. Six rounds of golf for $49. WichitaPerks.com to get that deal. And, man, that's a good one.
It's a good deal.
869-1240 is the number. How about this? We'll also give away a pair of tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Marshall Tucker Band Saturday, September 29th. By the way, both of these bands will have a song in my top 100.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got
songs I like better than whatever obscure Eagles song you
Train
got.
Leaves Here This Morning, one of my all-time favorites.
I like
favorites.
That song. 869-1240, a pair of tickets to see that concert is coming up Saturday, September 29th. Tickets not even on sale until tomorrow, but you can get them here first on the Drive with Bob and Jeff. Give Max a call for a pair of tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Marshall Tucker Band.
What's your favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Really?
And also Freebird. The two that anybody would pick out.
Yeah. No, not I.
Well, what's yours?
Give Me Three Steps.
See, it's okay.
I love that song.
It's okay.
I'd like to sing that one at karaoke.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty good at that southern drawl.
I wish you were pretty good. That would be great. That would be awesome.
Well, then come out. Well, I'll sing it anytime
I don't want to come out. To hear you sing Three Steps?
Give Me Three Steps is the name of the song.
I know what the name of the song
is. Cutting a rug down at a place called the
Jug. If I heard you sing that song, I'd take several steps for the exit. Now, see, that's another good one.
Nah, not really.
Why don't you prop up your father more?
Because that's not my job.
Have you ever thought about that?
It's not my job.
Whose job is it?
Nobody's. Your wife, I guess. If she feels like it.
I prop her up.
Well, you prop me up. I prop my kid up.
But you don't feel the need to prop up your father?
No, not really.
You think I'm propped up enough?
I do. I think you're good. I think you're okay. There's your boy John Gruden on the television.
Handsome devil.
He does look good in the silver and black.
We're excited about him. I can't wait. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking forward to John Gruden in Oakland.
I hope it works out for you.
I do too.
It'd be a good story if he happens to pull it off in Oakland.
To me, that division's open. The Chiefs aren't going to be as good. The Chargers are going to be pretty good.
They're a Super Bowl contender for me.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If only they had anybody but Phillip Rivers.
But I think Oakland can do some damage. At least I'm hopeful of that. Tomorrow on the show, we've got a trio of Kansas Sports Hall of Fame future inductees. Angela Buckner at 425. I love Angela Buckner.
Yes.
445, we've got Larry Drew. And I can't wait to talk to him because he was such a dynamic player at Wyandotte that led them to at least one state championship. beat Heights his senior year, and then the next year after Larry Drew had left Wyandotte, Heights just pummeled Wyandotte. Larry Drew will be with us at 4:45, currently an assistant coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers, so a lot to talk to him about. And
yeah,
then at 5:25 tomorrow, Jim Helmer, the former cross-country coach at Southwestern College, and you won't believe his track record of success, pun intended.
I like it.
Track Incredible. Record. Next week, we're going to shoot for the remaining Hall of Famers, people like Chuck Smith, formerly the football coach at Pittsburgh Colgan, Clarence Scott, a all-time great player at K-State, Darryl Jones, a four-time NAIA All-American at Benedictine College, Buff Farrow, one of the finest athletes ever to come out of Wichita, a tremendous tennis career, and Adam LaRoche from Fort Scott, of course played many years in the big leagues, has been instrumental in the Kansas Stars, again, who are not coming to Wichita this summer.
Nope.
They're in Louisville.
Louisville Stars.
Will you head to Louisville to see that club?
No, I won't. I will not do that.
Well, isn't it?
They've cut ties with me altogether. It's
really? There's no interaction between you and the Stars?
Zero.
Have you tried to reach out?
Yeah, last time I did, they said, who's this?
Well, they must have a new guy.
No, it's the same guy.
So that was a purposeful, who's this, we're done with Wichita thing?
Seemed like it.
Did you respond and say, "It's you know who it is"? It's
yeah, but I don't remember where it went from there.
Well, look. Well,
I don't have the text still. It was months ago.
Well, but all texts aren't. Do you have the name of the guy?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be on your text.
No, it's not. I've deleted it.
You deleted it?
Of course. What, am I going to leave all my texts up? Nobody
does
that.
Every text I've ever sent.
Really?
Is right here on this phone.
How is your phone still running?
Are you saying I need to get rid of some text messages?
I would, yeah. I would clear some stuff out.
Is that why my battery runs out in like 7 minutes?
Yeah, that's a contributing factor, I'm sure.
Why does my battery?
Because
is that it?
Yeah, because you have no storage room, most likely.
And I think I've kept most of the photos. I need to do some house cleaning. Backed up?
Back up your stuff.
How do you back up
stuff? And erase your text. When's the oldest text you have on your phone?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you just going through like hundreds of conversations?
I'd have to scroll for years. I mean, look at this. I've sent 20 texts today.
That is insane.
Look at all those.
That's crazy. He's still scrolling, folks.
And now we're in April. I'm still. Is this nuts?
How many people do you even know?
Look at this. Now we're in October of 17.
Oh my God!
What?
Keep doing this. I think we could.
July of 17. So you're saying this isn't the way most people go about things?
No.
Now here's something. Well, I send more texts than any human being in the history.
You don't save the numbers?
Not all of them.
Who are these people?
I text people with League 42, our family.
Well, save them. Save the numbers.
I got them. I know their numbers. Here's a text. Now we're in October of 2016.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're crazy. Who does that?
Here's a text to Skinnerd, one of our listeners in 2016.
That was your last contact with Skinnerd.
That was it. Gene Stevenson, a text on October 6th.
Let's read that.
It's strange. I guess I'm not doing this right.
No,
Andy
you're not.
Dirks, I texted on September 12th.
No reply.
2016. Strange stuff.
This is hilarious.
I don't know why it's hilarious.
I delete mine probably once a month, and that's not often enough.
Rodney Magruder,
really?
I texted. Yeah, and he returned it. It's good to have his number.
That was not well. Yeah, you have his number, but that doesn't mean you need to save his text.
I ordered Papa John's on. Did I text him? Wow, this is good.
You're still going.
Well, I could. You want me to go to the end?
I
want to
see the oldest text that you have.
All right. Well, talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I
didn't know this was abnormal.
You didn't?
I thought most people held on to their text messages.
No, nobody does that. People delete them as soon as they get them.
It would take me a year to delete all these.
I think you can delete everything at once.
Why would I want to do that?
So you have room in your phone. You might want to get like an app someday. Maybe you'll want the Papa John's app.
Here's a text to Joe Carter in April of 2014. No reply. Thanks, Joe.
What were you trying to get him to
Here's
do?
Here's a text to Corleone Young.
He replied. That was nice.
Yeah, back in 2014.
Why wouldn't Joe Carter reply to you?
I may have had the wrong... Okay, apparently
we're
my last
end.
Text on my phone is February 5th, 2014.
4 years ago.
So not that long
Four
ago.
4.5 years ago, almost.
I still don't know that that's abnormal.
It is. Trust me, 869-1240. I need someone.
I don't need anybody. I would Ask like, Tom.
I would like someone to back me up on
How
this.
How often do you delete your texts? Maybe I need to start doing that.
I don't know why you delete it as soon as you send it. That's weird to me, but it's also weird to keep them for 4 years. I'm somewhere in between.
Can I delete all these at once? That's what you're saying.
I think so. If you just click.
What if there's a text I definitely want to go back and look at from 2015?
I can't. Why?
So once I delete it, it's gone forever.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to do something. I can't do it. I can't. I cannot make.
You're a text hoarder.
I can't make myself do it.
That's the worst type of person to be.
Hello, Derek. What's the right thing to do with text messages?
No one deletes their text messages as soon as they get them. Jeff, as usual, is completely wrong.
Well, Tommy said that. So,
on top of the fact that no one, it's so much effort to go in to actually delete them. I don't know why you wouldn't leave them there.
Well, here I just said I can't delete all of them at once. I'd have to go in and do them individually, and I just don't have time for that.
Right, and it doesn't even matter because they don't take up hardly any space. They're just text messages. They're not like a picture. A picture is probably as much space as 100 text messages.
But what if you have 800 text messages?
Or... Then that's as much that's as eight the... pictures.
Exactly.
If you do the math.
Yeah, I doubt it. But maybe.
They don't eat up your battery either. Memory and battery have nothing to do with each other.
Thank you, Derek, for clarifying.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. There's a guy that knows his... technology.
I mean, he came across. He presented himself.
Well,
he
was matter of fact, and it was almost like he was almost peeved at you.
Can too many texts?
No, I don't want to know.
Slow down your phone.
I don't think they can.
Yes, they can, according to electronics.howstuffworks.com.
I feel perfectly fine knowing that if I want to go back and look at a text with Joe Carter. From 2014
that
he
didn't
did not
reply
return,
to.
I have that text.
Can text five ways to improve the battery life on your phone. It says delete all your texts. It doesn't say that. I haven't read the article, but do it anyway. I just want to see.
I don't think that'll improve things. I think I need to go in and delete some photos and some other things. I have a lot
signals.
Of apps. I leave apps running too much. I'm not that smart, really.
I don't. Your phone usage technique is strange to me.
Why?
Because you don't close out your apps. You got everything.
How do
running
you close out an app?
You push the bottom button twice,
and that's what I'm just doing.
Well, you have now to unlock your phone first,
and then I do this. I do this probably once a week, and I get rid of these apps, and they disappear. But then I start
19,
using
20,
that.
20, 21, 22, 23, 20.
There, that's not that bad. 23 apps.
Open at once, okay.
So that drains the phone?
I don't know if it's good, but it doesn't help.
Listen, I'm still at 72%.
What iPhone do you have, like a 6?
6S. Should I get a new one?
Not unless you really want to. My contract runs out in a few months. I'm not going to stick with this Samsung.
What are you going to go to?
I'll probably get the Google Pixel.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like iPhones.
What's wrong with it? Tell me what's wrong with an iPhone.
It doesn't download my stuff, like my podcast, the way I want them to be downloaded.
And now that you're going to write all these reviews of Eagles song.
Yeah, exactly.
Which will just be tedium.
Well, you're going to read each
tedious.
And every one.
I don't
They're
think.
They're not going to be long. I'm going to say, hey, I'd like to sing the part of Take It Easy, Come On Baby. I remember when Deacon Fry sang it, and I went crazy. This is going to be memories, and that's all it is. It'll be
what
okay.
What song are you starting with?
Take it easy. I'm going to just go through them all.
When?
Probably this weekend.
And where are you posting these?
I'm going to put them on Facebook.
Well, good luck. Thanks. Here's John. Hi, John.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, if you keep those apps closed, that's what kills your battery, having everything running.
So every night, probably, I should just delete my app or scroll my apps out of my phone, right?
Or at least every hour, I'd say.
Every hour?
Yeah, just close them when you're not using them. But having text on your phone, that don't eat your battery up. I think Jeff's weird for erasing those all the time.
About once a month when I have like 60. It's too many.
All right. John, thanks for the tip. I appreciate it. I don't know why I don't know this stuff. I probably shouldn't have 23 apps running at once.
You shouldn't. Put those to sleep.
After I'm done with an app, just kick it out of my phone.
Yeah,
right?
I think there's a setting you can go into. I don't know. I'm sure there is on iPhones where you can like just put to sleep apps when you're not using them.
Well, I don't want to put anything to sleep.
Well, you could revive it later. It's not permanent.
Seems inhumane. Trey, you're next.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Trey. Thank you.
Okay, the last caller is completely wrong. Leaving your apps open doesn't drain your battery. Actually, closing them all and reopening them over time drains more of your battery.
Now I'm confused, Trey. What's the best thing to do to preserve battery in your iPhone?
Closing your apps isn't going to make your battery last any longer because, say, you close all your apps and then throughout the day you open up 10 more apps. That's going to use more battery than just having them.
Okay. Thanks, Trey. I don't know what to do.
You clearly don't.
I don't know. Well, most of the time when I have my phone,
I just stop worrying about it. You're at 70-some percent.
I got to do videos for League 42.
You should get an iPad for that.
I do need an iPad for that. I do have an iPad, and I never use it. What's that all about?
We watch wrestling on it. We hook it up to the TV.
I need the iPad with the handles on it where it's like a camera.
Go for it. I'm sure it could be a write-off, right, if you're using it for League 42.
I've already got an iPad.
Well, not that you use for League 42. Get a new one that works and doesn't have 43 apps running at once.
This one works. It works fine.
But you know what I mean. Get an updated one. Get a high-tech, cutting-edge, state-of-the-art iPad.
We need to take a break and come back for Jive Talk at the top of the hour. Are you here tomorrow? It's Monday you're not here, correct?
That's correct.
I may try to wiggle out of tomorrow.
No, you'll be here. We got three interviews.
I want to talk to Angela Buck.
Of course.
And to Larry Drew and to Jim Helmer.
But especially to
Angela Buck.
I really want to talk to Larry Drew. He coaches LeBron.
That's going
to
be
no
fun.
No offense to Angela Buckner, but
I like Angela.
So do I.
Do you know her?
Sure. I think I met her, maybe. I don't know.
Don't act like you're friends.
But I like her game. I appreciate her. I find her to be a value to society and our city. But Larry Drew coaches LeBron.
Back in a minute. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.